Okay,
always second best.
No. Because Tim Collins said, "How about Jennifer?" And I'm like, "Yeah, how about Jennifer?" Because I can vibe with Jennifer. So anyway, you're probably wondering, wait a minute, last week you said that Malcolm was supposed to be this week, but why are there women? Well, due to circumstances beyond the three compadres or three amigos control, they're not here. So you get us.
Yeah, sorry. And now I'm third best.
Seriously, we are the third best. Background is water, Niagara Falls at
just
night.
Just water.
Yeah, just water. Wanted something colorful and positive because you are getting ready to go out on a Friday night and you want a party. Just let me back the truck up for a second.
Beep, beep, beep.
We taped this on Thursday because on Friday at 5 o'clock, we want to get out of here so we can start our weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if anything happened on Friday, don't know. Who cares? Peace. That's all we got to say.
Just hope that we're still here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not at this office.
We're out and about, right?
Yeah.
I'm out and about getting my dance on. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but I know I'm getting my groove
there
on.
There you go.
So I have, this is going to be pretty quick because I know a lot of us has got stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to just jump right into it. Alrighty. So last night when I was driving home, I heard a cute story and I had to look it up when I got home. So roll the video and then we'll talk about it.
Isn't it cute?
So an old couple for the last 30 years have been going to drove across country hitting all the Cracker Barrels, and they have one more to go, and that's in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was really cute. They've been doing it for 30 years. So my question to you guys, and I'll show the picture in just a second of the couple, is if let's say you guys are married. Mm-hmm. What would be the thing that you would want to do just like that couple did?
Oh my gosh. I think it would be traveling countries.
Okay.
Just off the top of my head, because I haven't been able to travel a whole lot outside of the country or really outside of California, sadly. And so I would definitely try to do something with countries or actually I just changed my mind. It'd be countries, but it'd be like coffee in different countries, exploring like how coffee is different in all different countries. And my boyfriend and I are very interested in coffee and we love it. So that's what I would choose. Yeah.
You're a coffee drinker.
Yeah. I'm a coffee drinker, but I love like different ways of making it and tasting it and things like that. So I think that's something that I would make my little escapade.
What about you?
For me, I feel like I would genuinely want to find all of the remaining Blockbusters in the United States because there apparently still are some.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's like a big nostalgia thing for me. I loved going to Blockbuster when I grew up, and I love video rental stores. It's like a huge part of my childhood. So I would probably try and find the last remaining Blockbusters, which I'm sure there's like three. It wouldn't be that hard. That'd be a fun road trip. Yeah. See if any of them still have like VHS tapes. I don't know. Yeah.
You think there would be Blockbusters still hanging out?
Oh, yeah. There was one in West Virginia the last time I was there. So they're still there.
I think I still have my Blockbuster card somewhere in like a drawer of crap. You know,
yes.
Like, if it's a weird thing, like, I don't know, get rid of it. I don't know. It's kind of weird, no, you know?
I do have mine.
So you can borrow it if you need it.
Oh, thank you.
What was the other one that wasn't Blockbuster? It was
Hollywood Video.
They
always had a better selection. For some reason, I liked Blockbuster better. But yeah, if there's any remaining Hollywood Videos, that would also be amazing. Funny.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I wonder if the price have gone down since Redbox took over.
I don't know.
I think it's a lot of, there's, you know, Redbox, even Blockbuster, I think, tried to have that kind of Redbox set up, as well as Netflix, streaming services. It's tougher, but there still is demand somewhere for people who just like to pick it up on their way home and start their weekend off with Blockbuster. I don't know. Yeah. Mine would be riddled with nostalgia.
It's probably definitely still cheaper than like buying on, I don't know, whatever the heck people buy movies on, like Amazon maybe, right?
Sure,
like $5, $6, $7, whatever it is. So I'm sure it's still cheaper.
Mm-hmm. It probably is. Who knows? Because they're trying to be competitive.
Well, and they're probably in markets where, you know, people can't pay like $15, $20 a movie for a night. And so like, there's a demand there is my point. So that's cool.
Okay, so there's one in West Virginia.
That's pretty cool.
And you would do coffee.
Yeah, like I don't know. That's coffee. Where I came. Yeah, I don't know.
I would do tea. I like teas. I'm a tea drinker, so I would want to try all the teas in different countries. And just like you, like travel all over the world and do the experience, you know. Like, of course, I want to go to, was it Paris or where that we just like tea time?
England.
Like, England,
right?
Yeah, okay.
London.
But I want to do the little teacup and have the little
pinky up.
Right. Pinky up and
well, in Paris, you can get like, if you order coffee, I mean, in French, they cut like a little espresso cups. You can sip it in a little cup.
Yeah, I don't know if I need coffee. Espresso. I don't know. I don't think you want me to have espresso.
You
want to
get really nervous very quickly.
Yeah. I doubt you want me to have an espresso.
Oh, that's
nice. I'm already on nothing right now.
That's true.
You know, so yeah. But hey, let's show the picture of the wonderful couple that does that.
That's very sweet.
That's sweet. You know,
okay. They definitely look like someone you would see at a Cracker Barrel.
It's just a fact. I just learned about this Cracker Barrel situation, so I didn't really know what it was, and I thought it was just like a brand of cheese or something.
That does
sound like cheese.
That's it. That's all I know.
I have gone to a Cracker Barrel. Basically in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But you've never been.
No.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, when I was younger and I would spend my summers in West Virginia, we would always road trip from Charleston, West Virginia, which is the capital, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. That was our summer trip. And we would always wake up super early and start the day at Cracker Barrel and then head on down south.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I hear it's good.
Also nostalgic.
No, it's good because their breakfast is bomb.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I'm like, well, I need to go.
You would come out of there like your stomach would be.
Yeah, okay. You know, I need to go.
And you would not eat for the whole entire day, maybe until going to the next day. Because their biscuits is bomb too.
Yeah.
So
carb coma, if you're looking for it, go to Cracker Barrel.
Exactly. That, if you go, plan to take a nice long nap. That's all I can say. Long nap.
Well, and they also have like faux like country store trinkets.
Oh yeah, they do. They have souvenir store, which you can totally buy some Cracker Barrel stuff at.
Yeah,
there, which is kind of cute.
It's like Hard Rock.
Yes, it is. It is.
So, Hard Rock for the not so rockin' crowd.
Yeah.
But I will say the Cracker Barrel is for the older generation.
Yeah.
Anytime I've gone, it's, you know, like, hi, you know, it's cute.
It's like their cafe where they go, kind of.
Yes,
right? You know, like
packed at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah.
But outside of it, some Cracker Barrels have like a rocking chair. like a what do you call it? Either a stool or a bench that you can eat outside. Oh. It's really
churn butter.
Yeah. It's got that really country feeling.
Yeah,
and cool. I haven't yet to see one in California.
No. Oh, no, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think
there is one. No. But, you know, but anyway, man, it's California. We got gazillion restaurants happening.
Right. That's true.
So, all right, moving right along. I have this game called The Battle of the Brains. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Sorry.
And so basically, I ripped the page off of Malcolm because Malcolm loves to do games.
Oh, so I'm gonna lose, basically.
No, no, no. And basically, it's all random questions. You at home can participate. Let's start with question one.
All right.
Question one. What type of track at the Grand Prix races
held? I gotta hide my answer.
Circle. B.
Grand Prix. All right.
Roadway type circuit. C. Zigzag. Or D. Straight track.
Oh, okay.
Grand Prix?
Yeah, the Grand Prix that happens in Long Beach.
Oh, at Long Beach?
Yeah, the Grand Prix happens in Long Beach.
All right. Spitballing here.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Coming back to us?
How does this work?
Okay, just turn your thingy. Okay. A.
Damn it.
And D.
Did I do it?
And the answer is...
Oh, come on.
The answer is...
Wait a minute. She had D.
I had D.
Yeah, okay.
The answer is B.
The answer is B.
Okay.
All righty.
Should I keep score?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the bigger board. And so... All right.
Cool. Okay. Got it.
All right. Next question. Which actress starred in The Breakfast at Tiffany's? A, Beyonce, B, Emma Stone, C, Audrey Hepburn, or D, what was the other one?
Doesn't matter. I hope, gosh.
Audrey Hepburn.
Neck and neck, all right.
Alrighty, next question. What professional athlete is known as the Worm? A, Dennis Rodman, B, Michael Jordan, C, LeBron James, or D, Larry Bird?
Okay, wait, is Larry Bird an athlete?
Yes, he played on the Celtics.
Basketball.
Basketball, they're all basketball players.
Okay, I mean, I got
a little bit of that.
Yeah, he was the guy that shot a bunch of threes.
Sounds like a broadcaster.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm gonna try this one. Wait, I don't.
I don't know. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We got D and we got D. The answer is.
Oh, come on. No, it's not.
Dennis Rodman.
That's a lie.
He's known as the Rod Man.
That's a freak.
Incorrect.
Okay, next question. Okay. What is the name of the bolt used to fasten a car wheel? A, lug nut. B, deadbolt. C, nail. Or D, hooks.
Also, all my nicknames.
Okay. Okay, we got A, and we got A. The answer is...
Huzzah!
Yay! Lug nuts! Woo! This is good. 2 for 2.
All right.
Alrighty.
This is getting intense.
This is getting intense. Okay, next question.
Yep.
In fashion, what is a mule? A, dress and shirts. B, slides and shoes. C, pants and shorts. Or D, suits and gowns.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
What? It's in fashion.
Just kidding.
They were wearing a mule.
They were wearing a mule.
Okay.
Tell me, you're supposed to be in fashion. B and B. And the answer is...
Yeah! Holler!
Yeah! Okay. 3 for 3. Oh my goodness, this is intense. All right.
Asher's going down. Let's go.
Battle of the brains. You know, we're all college educated.
This should be Battle of the Brainless. I just feel like I just changed the name. Not a big deal.
No, we are very strong, educated, college educated women.
Yeah. Okay.
So, next question. Which is the following ranks highest in a game of Texan Hold'em poker? Is it A, 3... of a kind? B, straight. C, full house. Or D, flush.
Okay.
I don't play poker, so.
Okay. I have. Before.
Okay, let's do our best poker face though for this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
The answer is
okay.
C.
Woo!
Yeah. Yes. Like C. All right.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Jenny, I thought the flush would like wipe out a full house.
I don't understand.
All right. Love the poker face. That's classic.
That was fun.
All right. Next question. What previous stone represents the 60th wedding anniversary? A, silver, B, gold, C, diamond, or D, blue?
Blue, oh, just like, okay.
Blue, yeah, it's called.
What, this is a trick question.
It's your 60th anniversary. What will be the, what's the color?
Well, okay.
I'm trying to figure
it out. I'm a long way off from even knowing that
okay.
situation.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. You ready?
Come back.
All righty. C and C. And the answer is C.
Yay! Malcolm went easy on us.
No, I came up with
this. Oh, you did it? You're amazing.
Yes, I came up with this. You know, Malcolm does the map stuff.
He mapped my
own. And I just do whatever stuff.
Okay.
Next.
How are his, never mind. Anyway.
Okay. What color rose would you give if you wanted to say that you love someone at first sight?
Oh, this is hard.
A, deep pink rose. B, orange rose. C, violet pink. Or D, peach pink.
I feel like this is more of an opinion question. Like, what do you prefer?
What would you give?
Jeez.
Yeah, what would you give?
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I need, yeah, thank you. Okay,
peach.
All right, okay, I don't know. This is an I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
C and A. The answer is C.
Oh, no!
I'm a good guesser. I'll give that to myself.
Wow, that didn't work out for
Jenny
me.
Jenny is in the lead. Can Asher come back?
Two questions. You can do it, Asher.
All right.
But, like, we got some bonus questions, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right. Next question. In boxing, KO is an acronym for knockout.
Oh.
What does T, an acronym for TKO, stand for? A, total. B, treachery. C, time. D, technical.
Okay.
A.
Oh.
And D. Okay. Answer is D.
No. No. Wrong.
Technical.
Wow. You, Ash is coming up. Like by. This is intense.
Okay.
Underdog.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Boston. I hope that you guys hurt. At home
that
are getting
hurt.
This. Okay.
Okay.
What is the name of the popular design of
easy.
Ladies' shoes? A, Frederick Noir. B, Sean Tootsie. C, Steve Madden. Or D, Lane Scholar. Oh, you are ready to go. Oh my gosh, they are no joke. And
woo!
Steve Madden, yay!
Cool.
Okay.
I think I own a pair.
I think we got a couple more. Yeah.
All right.
A couple more. So these next two are 2 points.
Oh, okay.
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 Bonus.
Okay.
So these are, so the next, whatever, I think there's like three or four.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Okay.
But the next two are 2 points. Okay. In golf, which of the following clubs typically has at least loafer? A, lob wedge. B, pinch wedge. C, sand wedge. D, gap wedge. I don't play golf, so I don't know.
Least loft. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
Like, why is
the least?
Bart, are you a golfer?
Anybody's a golfer?
Hint.
I'm not a golfer.
No, I'm not a golfer. But I did drop a pinch wedge once.
Okay, I'm just picking a letter here. Let's just have fun with it.
I'm more of a putt putter myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do
miniature golf.
Yeah, miniature golf is my thing.
Okay.
All right, ready? A and B. The answer is
no.
B!
Oh, okay,
2 points on the board.
2 points. All right.
Asher. So everyone knows Asher's winning with 8. Jen is losing with 7.
Yeah.
So everyone's up on the point scale there.
Okay. So
obviously, I am a golfer.
This is getting intense. Okay, I'm so excited. Who's gonna be the winner? Okay, next question.
Okay.
Which of the following designers was known first known for the title Little Black Dress? A, Donna Karan. B, Adriana Vinciti.
Vittadini.
C, Anne Klein, or D, Coco Chanel.
All right, I think I'm ready.
You ready? What did you say, D?
Dee Dee.
And the answer is...
Hey-o!
Coco Chanel.
That's 2 points for both of us,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Okay. I think there's one more question. I think it's number 13.
Okay.
You know what? We're going to bump this up to 5 points.
What? Oh, wow. What? Well, that just seems out of control.
This is it. What is the slimmest type of heel on a shoe? A, spikes. B, stilettos. C, wedges. D, platforms.
Is spike a thing?
I don't know.
What's the slimmest type of heel on a shoe? I rock.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Bart, do you wear heels?
Come on, ladies.
Bart's a platform kind of guy, let's be honest.
I know the answer, and I know the answer.
Don't say it.
For a story for another day.
Don't say it. And so, are you ready? And B.
Mm-mm.
All right, drum roll.
This is stressful. This, why did I do that?
I'm a
wow!
Yes.
Wow! I don't think spike is a real thing.
Good job, Asher.
Good job.
You're the winner.
I know. Shoot.
But either way, you know
despite
what?
Despite owning like 3 pairs.
So the grand prize is you get a candy in the cookie jar.
Wow.
And the second
that
runner up.
That is if Norma will fill them up.
And the second runner up will get fruit. In the kitchen. Oh,
okay, no, perfect. That's my plan anyway.
So that is your grand prize because I am broken than the Ten Commandments to give them any type of money. So anyway.
Lug nut. Hey, I got that one right?
Yeah, she did. She got that right.
And I don't know jack about cars, okay? I'm just throwing it out there.
It's a cartwheel. I don't know. Like, isn't it go? I think it was a go-kart wheel, what? Right?
The lug nut?
We should probably wrap it up.
All right.
Quiet.
That's my favorite. I lost my cap. Okay.
Anyway, I think that's basically it, ladies, that's all I had. But I hope you guys had a good time. I know I did.
I feel like a champion, you know, so I'm feeling great.
And I feel like my normal losing state. So we're good. I didn't go anywhere on that scale.
You know, and like, this is supposed to be a positive, happy show.
That's right.
You know, so.
No, I like Asher, so I'm glad she won.
Well, anyhow.
There you go.
Your smiley face. Well, anyway, Malcolm and the gang, well, they will be back next week, hopefully, show.
If they can escape the Bermuda Triangle.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so hopefully the three compadres or the three amigos will be back. But they like to say always an encouraging word, as always, stay strong. So I like to be encouraging, so I like for us to be encouraged. So on the count of three, we'll stay strong, and they'll fade up the music and bring the thing, and we go home and we do our thing.
Uh-oh.
And like, it's Friday night, so.
No, get it on.
All right.